Cat for 6699. Hello.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Dad. What do you want now?
So, Mum, are you sort of for or against war, then?
Well, sometimes you just got to fight for what's right, haven't you? Like with Hitler in the World War Twos.
Yeah, but, I mean, wouldn't the Germans have thought that they were right?
Well, how can it be right to try and take over another country's identity and replace it with yours? Well, that's what Hitler tried to do. We wouldn't do that, would we, the British?
Wasn't that like the Raj or something like that?
Oh, that was different, wasn't it, Dad? That was hundreds of years ago. And we got some smashing films out of it. That Back Passage to India and Jewels in the Crown.
Yeah, the Marigold's Motel, that was a good one.
Yeah, see? At least we gave something back.
Yeah, and that guy in the loincloth. Gandhi, I like that one.
Yeah, he had a well-turned thigh, that actor. He was lovely. He put India on the map.
So, do you think Hitler would have tried to make us lot all German then?
Of course he would. We'd have lost everything that makes us British. Like Churchill said, get down to Canberra Sands and Margate and fight on the beach. Fight for your fish and chips and your steak and kidney pie, your bangers and mash and your jelly deals, cockles and whelks.
Churchill said all that?
Yeah. He said we will never surrender. And we didn't. Hitler would have overrun us with sauerkraut and lederhosen.
Yeah, I quite like a bit of sauerkraut and the lederhosen.
Mm.
And when I watch the Eurovision, I always think it's nice.
Mm.
You know, seeing those German girls dancing about in those short leather shorts.
What's Eurovision got to do with World War Twos?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's music and they're expressing themselves in a nice way and I like watching it.
Yeah, nothing to do with half their backsides hanging out, of course.
I got naked saunas in Germany as well.
Yeah, that's right. Lower the tone with your sexual deviancy.
Germany's got better sausages and beer.
Yeah, we've got principles.
Yeah, we've got pubs and wine.
Yeah, you're missing the point. If you think it's so wonderful, why don't you and her move out there and give my brain a rest?
Whose side were we on then?
In the war? Whose side? We were on our side. The side of right.
Who started it then?
Oh, give me strength. He started it, didn't he, Hitler? He wanted to take over the world, make us all Nazis like him.
So, I mean, did he want to take over the Catford Palais?
If he'd marched in, he would have had the Hammersmith Palais, the Catford Palais, Catford Dogs and the Catford Shopping Centre.
Was that his main reason for starting it? Because he sort of wanted the shopping centre?
Well, it might be one of the reasons. They probably didn't have shopping centres out there then. Not like ours, anyway. They didn't have time to shop. They was always at them rallies, screaming Heil Hitler and building them Volkswagens.
Mum, if you had the choice and you could have been in any war, what one would it be?
Oh, I'd have been in a chariot up the front leading the troops into battle, me. That Boadicea, bare-breasted.
Well, I suppose one look at that and the enemy would run a mile. Yeah, there'd be no blood spilt.
Aye?
Nothing, no. I mean, I'd have been on the Star Wars ship, the Millennium Falcon, with old chewed tobacco.
Oh, I'd quite like to have been in the battles of the Trafalgars myself, on board ship, swinging about on a rope with a cutlass in my hand, up in the crow's nest yelling, enemy ship ahoy!
They had lots of cannons, didn't they? Yeah, I'd like to fire a cannon.
Yeah, I'd like to see you fired out of a cannon. I'd have been on Nelson's ship, me, when he died and he said to that bloke, kiss me quick, Hardy.
Kiss me all quickly?
No, Hardy. That was his mate, wasn't it? Before he died, he said, kiss me quick, Hardy.
Why'd it have to be quick?
Well, he knew he was dying, didn't he? And he didn't have much time. And it had to be quick because Nelson knew he'd be whisked off as soon as. No refrigeration in them days. They had to think about putting him in a barrel of brandy to preserve him.
Oh, I bet he was as drunk as a lord when he got home.
Yeah, that's it. Reduce it to your minuscule intellect.
I think I might go and watch The Empire Strikes Back now, Mum.
Yeah, you do that, Dad. All right. Ta-da.
Bye, Mum.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.